You're listening to KKUP Cupertino, 91.5 FM. I'm David Threese, Pox and David Romero.
Veronica Gonzalez.
And Jeremy Goodfeather.
And you're listening to Indian Time.
Thank you.
Okay, we just listened to the Mad Dog Singers, and it was track one from their double beat songs of the Crow, and that's off of the Walk On or the Walk Chic Productions. And we started off with Brulé Stomp Dance, the collection CD from Natural Visions. Boy, it rained hard this morning and through the day, so we're getting that rain that we've been praying for, even though it's not coming the way we hoped for it. It's coming. Anyway, so, you know, they say watch what you pray for and how you pray for it, but just be thankful that your prayers are answered. So today we have in the studio Jeremy Goodfeathers. Jeremy?
How you doing, David?
Just fine. It's good to see you here. We have been announcing that you're going to be in San Francisco tomorrow.
Tomorrow night at the Red Devil Lounge on Polk Street. We'll be playing with the Jeremy Goodfeather Band and another band called Bright Blues and Red Penny One.
Yeah, so that's going to be great.
sorry.
You can, I think you can go online and to www.reddevillounge.com and get your tickets in advance. And I believe if you get your tickets in advance, you get to get a free CD.
Yeah, that's true.
yes. So, you know, that doesn't encourage you to get it. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but it's a very good incentive. The price for the tickets aren't that expensive, so it's reasonable. And like you said, Bright Blues and Red Penny are going to be there. So they're going to have three bands, a good price, and a free CD out of it. So
yeah, it's all new for me. I've always been doing the kind of the more acoustic, percussion type thing. This is like a full band, so it's a new sound, and it's a lot of fun. So.
Okay, good deal. You're getting more songs built up now for another album here soon, maybe?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I have the material. The material's all ready. I don't have the funding yet. I didn't get funded by the Arts Commission this time around. I think I overstayed my welcome with the Arts Commission.
Well, you know, the thing is that everybody's the financial status everywhere in California and the United States and the world is about the same, you know, so we're in a...
Yeah, I think it has more to do with my grant writing ability, but, you know, next year I'm going to brush up on where I missed out. But no, it's things are coming together, and we'll be working on putting a new record together, and I'm really excited about it because I've been able to, like, focus a lot more on things that I see and hear now, being out in the community more, and you know, being able to kind of put my mind towards that as far as the messages that I want to put in my music, you know. So, I mean, I've always been bent that way, but now it's just becoming more focused. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that's wonderful to hear that, you know, that, like I was saying, you got to watch what you pray for, or the thing is, you have to learn how to accept when it comes.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're handling it very well, and I think that you could look at it that way. The Creator gave you that time to focus on other things that you need to focus on, and everything comes in His time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when it comes in His time, we'll be ready and ready to play your music.
Cool.
We play it and all of that. So I'm all excited about hearing one of your songs. You know, one of your.
Sure.
Whatever you want to do, you can let us know how it started or what.
This tune, I'll play a song for you. This song, it's called Accidentally Brown. And I was talking to an elder, one of the elders he was from the Cree Nation. And we were talking about the status of Native people and how that slowly we're committing what he called paper genocide. You know, by our blood quantum being every time one of our children is born, it's like, you know, now we count their blood quantum, quarter, half, 16th, eighth, whatever. It keeps getting smaller and smaller. And the eventuality of that is that we'll be gone. And how he was commenting on how, like, we are the only race of people in the Americas that have to have a piece of paper to prove our ethnicity. Right. And so and I was asking him, and he said, where will we be? And I in 300 years. And I said, well, if you want to know where you'll be in 300 years, you'll be Mexicans. You know, you're what a Mexican is, a mixed blood native that has no paper to prove his ethnicity, you know. And so that's how this song came about. And that's what it's for. And it's basically dedicated to all the bros out there looking for work every day and dealing with the struggle. So. Hey you, yeah you, standing round there. Where'd you come from? I ain't seen you around here. I don't know who you are, so don't be coming around. Wash my car, paint my house, raise my kids. Don't give me no lip, and maybe you could stay here. I'm busy building a wall, so don't be messing around. No, it ain't so easy, baby, to get back home when you ain't got a home to get back. No, it's just a little bit tricky, make me whole when all my pieces are left on the track. And everywhere I go is someone else's ground. I'm accidentally brown. Went to Spain to see if I could stay a while. They looking at me like I was a redhead stepchild. I must have lost my way when they cut out my tongue. Went out to Hollywood for a movie I could star in. Look like a cowboy, so you sure can't be no Indian. We got a job on the side selling flowers and guns. You know it ain't so easy, baby, to feel at home when you're looking and no one looks back. No, it's just a little bit tricky, make me whole and all my pieces left on the track. And everywhere I go is someone else's ground. I'm accidentally brown. I'm accidentally brown. I'm accidentally brown. You know I dyed my hair, changed my name, wearing color contacts just to fit in the game, and try to talk the lingo without rolling my R's. And every time I look, you know it's always the same. Families trying to pop out the American dream, practicing our culture in cantinas and low-riding cars. And everybody's up in arms about Zion. But every time you build a house, you're digging the bones. And
all the righteous people on the border with guns and ammunition, killing aliens that have been living here 10,000 years before you found these shores. You know it ain't so easy, baby, to get back home when you ain't got a home to get back. You know it's just a little bit tricky, make me whole when all my pieces were left on the track. And everywhere I go is someone else's ground. I'm accidentally brown. I'm accidentally brown.
Right on. Yes, yes. That was the plan at the beginning, you know. Even two Indians marrying, you can only count as half.
Yeah, right.
You know, so even if you're full-blooded, you're Apache and Cherokee or whatever, you're still only half.
Right, right.
So they have a plan to make us invisible.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we have to wake up to. We have to wake up to it. I mean, and that's why I'm at the song. I pointed to some of our own things that we put on ourselves, because on my mom's side, I'm Mexicano and Puerto Rican, and we put that on ourselves.
Yes,
the stigma of not being native, and also in the times that when we come in contact with other natives that are registered, you know, there's I don't want to say elitism, but there's a privilege that they enjoy because they have that. And what I would really like to see for us all to do is for, after everything that we've been through as Native people, that we don't have to look down when we see other Native people, and that they don't have to look down at us, you know, and that we can look each other straight in the eye and start talking about what are the things that we really need to be doing for each other. And for our children and for the future, because all these things that separate us is not helping us, you know, and that's why the song is the way it is.
Yeah, well, we've been taught ever since the Europeans came out here that we are not who we believe we are anymore. You know, they want us to not be able to identify with our traditions or our languages, and that's how it began. But now, with all these freedom of rights and civil rights and all of that, we're able now to identify ourselves. But the thing is to get other people to recognize us.
Sure.
In San Francisco, I was at a thing for Save the Sacred Sites, and a young man, 19 years old, Anthony, came up, and he told him that in school he read in the book that the Ohlone people were extinct. Right. And he told the teacher, "Hey, you know, that's pretty funny." He goes, "I'm Ohlone. My mom's Ohlone. My grandparents are Ohlone. My cousins and friends are Ohlone."
Right.
So, you know, I don't know where you got your book from, but somebody better correct this because it's wrong.
Right. Yeah. We have to recognize ourselves too.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, we're doing so many things to try and fit in with this popular mainstream linear culture that it's just like we're losing ourselves. You know.
Exactly. Yeah, I tell this story often that I thought I was white till I was 19 and went in the military, and they sent me to Texas.
Sure.
They told me, "Hey, I got places for your kind over there, boy." You know, hey, my birth certificate said white. There were two choices, and they put me down as white.
Right.
So, you know, I got asked the question when I tell the story, "Well, didn't you ever look in a mirror?" And, you know, hey, what? Hey, come on, you know.
But that's why I put it down. It's an accident. You must be accidentally brown. You know?
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that song. Thank you very much for that song. Yes.
That's exactly what it means, you know.
Yeah.
So, So I mean, that's not my whole entire focus. I mean, it's like that's just kind of like my own. That's my view. Is because myself on my father's side, I'm Northern Native, and my mother's side, I'm Southern. So it's like, so I kind of like have my own unique vantage point that I view things from, you know. But at the same time, you know, I grew up in the city, you know what I mean? I all the problems that we face, and now I have children, you know, it's like we're not native or non-native or anybody. None of us lives in a vacuum anymore, you know. And at some point, we're going to have to wake up and realize that we all have to work together, you know. And that's everybody. Everybody.
You know, being raised here in San Francisco, being raised in the Bay Area was a blessing because it's a salad bowl. There's so many different cultures that it's not like if you're in the east or the west, in the south, I mean, you know,
sure.
or
yeah.
Texas, like I went, you know, because there's more of that prejudice there. How else can you say it, you know? But there's that's just how they were raised, and that's just how it is,
right,
you know?
Right.
And but out here, you don't get that so much, so it's easier for you to grow.
Sure. Sure. And when we don't accept the story our own selves and we walk into those cultures, we don't have that stigma that we place in ourselves. We will easily be able to walk through those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like there's a kind of a belief system that goes along with prejudice, you know. It's two ways, you know what I mean? If you believe it about yourself and you walk into that situation and those people believe it about you, then it fits like a hand in a glove, you know. But, you know, it's I think that is like the younger generation is the one that's going to see through those, work through those barriers. You know, I see it all the time, things that I never used to see. I see black kids and Mexican kids and Chinese and all there. And they're all playing together. They hang out together.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You never used to see that when I was a kid. You know what I mean? When I was younger, you never saw that, you know. So I think that it's the younger generation now that has the capacity to understand, you know, that – you know, we're all suffering together from the same maladies, you know, from environment to economic, you know, to just, you know, social and class structures and all that, you know. And that's kind of who, as far as like message wise, kind of like who I'm aiming at, you might say, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, I just want to reinforce that in as much as I can, that we're all in this together.
Yes.
You
yeah.
know, so that's, I mean, I don't know if you're ready for another one, but I have a song that's they're kind of like putting that together like that with this tune here is also a new one, and this song here is entitled Motherland. This is a short one, but I'll let it speak for itself. It don't matter nothing, red, white, brown, black, or blue. Put your heart up on the table, I put my arms around you. It don't mean a thing, eh? You're as poor can be, yeah. We'll take our armor off together, 'cause I was blind but now I see. Cause in the end it's just a superficial thing, but so hard to begin, yeah. Until we find each other in the darkness, with nothing left to defend. Nothing left to defend. I can't tell you nothing that you don't already know. To you watching children dying, killed by bombs that you paid for. There's a place we need to find, a place that teach us to deny, yeah. Where no matter color, creed, or country, we're all human beings if we try. Cause in the end there is no line drawn in the sand. Take away the flags and there's only one true motherland, yeah. We got to find each other in the darkness, with nothing left to defend. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got to find each other in the darkness, with nothing left to defend. Nothing left to defend.
You're hearing it first here. All right. You know, we've started a podcast at www.nativeway.podomatic.com. And it takes us a day or so to get it on there. But if you want to share this program tomorrow afternoon, maybe, and depending on the traffic on the computer, you know, sometimes I can't get in. There's so many people putting stuff on. You know, you can keep checking, and you'll hear this program again, and you'll get to share it with your friends. Just let them know that it's on www.nativeway.podomatic.com. We're starting to get this going, and I'm glad that Jeremy Goodfeather is one of our first ones to be on our Podomatic, our podcast. This is going to be cool. I've been at a lot of other functions that that you've been in. Father's Day last year at the Yerba Buena Gardens.
There's
going to be another function this year at Father's Day that I'll be bringing some information about when they're ready. When that comes out, I'll do that.
Okay.
There was I think you were at the Veterans Building when they had a function down there. So there's a lot of things that you're in the community with, the Indian Intertribal Friendship House of San Francisco. They're powwow.
Yeah, I try to do what I can, you know. It's the different community functions. I'm playing I think on the 13th, AIM is having another function in the city at the Submission, the May 13th. So I'll be over there playing solo and, you know, trying to raise awareness and talk about some of the issues and, you know, I, as an artist, you know, just kind of trying to involve myself with things, you know, to be aware of what's going on and what's important to the people, you know.
That's the only way to do it. You know, I'm the same way. I try to go to all the functions I can, but there's so many of them going on at the same time. I can't.
There's
go to
a
all
lot going on.
So yeah. we got to choose our functions and that. So
right. It's you know, I mean, as a just on a musical scale, I just try to like. You know, like it's sometimes it's hard to write for each little thing. Like, you know, like saying here's this issue, this is going on, and let's write a song about that, and let's write a song about this. So I try and catch maybe a broader perspective of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then every now and then there'll be something specific, but
right.
You know, just try to catch a broad picture of what it is that we need. I mean, I just spent a week out in Wyoming on the Wind River Reservation, and before that with my dad on the Mohawk Reservation in Akwesasne. It's pretty much the same, you know, all over. You know, the drugs and alcohol are rampant. You know, suicide, depression. You know, it's just I think for our reservations, and for, you know, just for Native people all over, it's getting pretty bad, you know. And we're looking for solutions, you know. We're looking for solutions to these problems. And I was thinking about it, like, you know, what is our, you know, because we always look to our own ways, you know. We try to look to our own ways to find out what is our solutions, you know. And I was talking to, when I was up there, I was talking to one of the young men that's in the Longhouse up in New York, and he was talking to me about the peacemaker, the Ganawi, that's the peacemaker. And he says, when you come into the Longhouse and you sit between the two fires, they talk to you and they ask you, you know, to accept the message of peace, power, and righteousness. Now, this is the message of the peacemaker. And the story is that, you know, to have that back in the time when everything was bad, when people were warring and we had problems, they asked us to accept this message of peace. And that's not only nonviolence, but inner peace. They call skona. It's like a inner peace in your mind and in your heart. And then, you know, maybe you've heard a lot of kids hear the story, or maybe not. You know, the peacemaker, he brought the tribes together and he took an arrow and he broke it, you know. And then he told them, this is how you are. You know, and then he put a bunch of arrows together, five, in fact, representing those five tribes of the Iroquois Confederacy, and he tried to break it, and it won't break it, Ben. So this is how you need to be, to have unity. With unity, you have power, you know. And then once you have that peace and you have unity, you need to think of the next seven generations and that's the circle of life. And so that is that when you think of the next seven generations, you have to do what's right. And that's righteousness, you know. So that's the, so when you have those three in line, then you have a way to live. It's a circle. And I was thinking about that. It's like, it's different than our like quarterly profits. Is like, you know, we need to get from A, point A to point B. And if we make the mark, then we're good. Mm-hmm. And who cares what it, you know, who stands in the way or who pays the price, you know. So I was thinking about that. And that's a solution to a lot of these things, you know, that it's right in our own ways, you know, that we could all pick that up, you know what I mean? And that, you know, maybe, you know, our young people is going to pick that up. You know, maybe one of them is going to be elected to office or, you know what I'm saying? A city supervisor and say like, you know what? We can't do that because if we do that, it's going to hurt these people over here. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter that you're going to make a lot of money because we're going to have to pay for it over here, you know? And it's just those little things, you know, I guess that's what I was, you know, when I think about music and I think about how to try and, you know, put these solutions together in a way that we can understand them, comprehend them again, you know, that we can put them in our hearts and our minds, and that's going to filter down through people that are making decisions, you know, and that's what I put into this next tune that I wanted to play you, and I don't know if you have an announcement to make or whatever.
Well, no, I had, you had mentioned about the suicide rate of the natives, and I've really been strong about that, you know, and what I do often, because I work as a watchman for our company on the tracks, and there's always that sign that says there is help and gives a 1-800-SUICIDE, and that's a national suicide prevention hotline, and anybody can call that anywhere in the United States. So it's 1-800-SUICIDE. That's 873-8255, and that's the hotline. And you know, so if there's somebody in your family who shows those kind of symptoms or their attitude, or they even come out and say it, I'm going to kill myself. Mm-hmm. Because that happened a while back. The girl was telling them she was going to commit suicide, and they just all blew it away that she's just talking. Sure. And she killed herself. Yeah. You know, so if somebody's telling you, I'm going to kill myself, and you need to talk to them. And if you can't handle it, take them to someone who you think who can. And if that doesn't help, try the National Suicide Hotline. And, you know, I have a number here. It's TTY. That's for the hearing impaired. It's 1-800-797-4TTY. That's 4889. And that's for the hearing impaired.
Yeah.
And then, you know, your veterans coming back, they have a whole separate different trauma that they're going through that they need special help for. And they've got a national... a USA national hotline for our veterans hotline. So let me see. Okay, that's 1-800-273-TALK. And that's 1-800-273-8255. And you tell them that you're a veteran, and they'll, you know, they'll work towards what your problem is, because yours is different than everybody else's. So there's help for everybody out there, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, you know, and everybody should be aware of it, and we need to remind ourselves every now and then, because repetition is the best teacher. And you know, I don't read it every week, and I don't think I need to, but every once in a while when I hear somebody's killed themselves out here on the railroad tracks, you know, and mm-hmm. on Caltrains you know, just out there in the reservations committing suicide, which they have probably the highest suicide rates in the nation. So right. It's quite often. So you got to look out for the signs and do what you can to help. Veronica?
Okay. The 8th Annual Ohlone Big Time Gathering in Powwow. It's at Tony Cerda Park, which is located at 400 West Grand Avenue in Pomona, California.
Pomona. Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is 909-623-7889.
And also your Gathering of Nations at the University of New Mexico. It's in the football field this time, and that's on the 23rd and 24th of April at in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So for information on that one, you just go to www.gatheringofnations.com. And That should get you in there somewhere close.
Okay, we also have the American Indian Science Engineering Society Region 2 Conference at high school and college students in California, in Nevada and Hawaii. This is Saturday, April 24th, at the University of California, Davis. If you have any questions, email, it's bjbilly@ucdavis.edu.
And then the 7th annual Georgetown Nature Feast is going to be Saturday the 24th at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they're going to have a women's drum gathering at 10 a.m. to noon. And then Mary Youngblood is going to have a music and healing workshop from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And that's at the Georgetown Nature Area, 6530 Wentworth Spring Road in Georgetown, California. And in the evening, they're going to have a concert. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. at the IOOF Hall. That's at 6420 Main Street in Georgetown. And they have tickets in advance. It's a little less than at the door, so you need to get a hold of them. And they're going to be featuring Mary Youngblood and Good Shield Aguilar, Indigenous Soul.
Cool.
So the doors will open at 6 p.m. and the music will begin at 7. And so you, for more information, you go to www.georgetownnaturalareaand.org. Okay, or you can call, probably easier, Megan at 530-334-3697, and that'll get you in there. And we have a Cherokee Nation's community picnic meeting in Bakersfield on the 24th. And it's Kern County Park at 1110 Golden State Park, or Golden State Avenue. And your contact person is Charles at 661-319-2616. Let me go that again. 661-319-2616. And also on the 25th, the Northern California will be at Rush Ranch at 3521 Grizzly Island Road in Sassoon, California. And Jackie is your contact person at 925-408-3222. Or Rob at 916-261-0287. And they also, on the 23rd, they're going to have a sing-along and learn Cherokee hymns. And that's going to be on 404 Bernard Street in Bakersfield. And your contact person is Charles at 661-872-2356 or 661-319-2616. So that's Cherokee National Community. Okay, we got in a few, and that's just a couple of days worth of stuff. I mean, just a lot of stuff in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
So we've got more for coming up in a little while. But Jeremy, you said you had.
Yeah. No, so that's cool. Good Shields is playing. That's my good bro.
Yes.
I've been wanting to come and see him play for a while. I have another tune for you. But so basically, we were talking about all this stuff, and I was asking one of the elders out there, like, you know, what do we got to, you know, what do we do about all this stuff? You know, he said, well, we got to come together. You know, he said, how do you do that? I asked him, how do you do that? He said, well, you just help the person right next to you.
Awesome.
You know, that's how we got to do that, you know. And so it's like, you know, just like what you're doing right here, even mentioning the suicide prevention line or, you know, just putting your hand out to the person right next to you whenever way you can, that makes a difference, you know, rather than sitting inside and watching TV and peeking out the window, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Trying not to get involved.
Yeah, try not to get involved, you know. So, yeah. So, anyway, so this song is about that, and it's about that teaching. It's called Peace, Power, and Righteousness.
To give is to love. To love is to live. To see everybody, everybody as myself. Brand new day. Another chance to make it better a little ways, yeah. And try to give a little bit more of myself. When it's hard, when it's lonely, what the old people told me, when I need a little help of my own, yeah, peace, power, righteousness. Righteousness, ooh, yeah. The seven dances are straight up in the wintertime sky. Time to come together and dance and sing. Give thanks for life. Solstice sun beating down on you. Days are hot, your mouth is dry. Leave your pain, your anger, your despair, yeah. The tree of life.
Oh, another wonderful song there. Ooh. Yeah, so
Sorry for the couple of mistakes. My hand is sticking together here.
There are no mistakes here. Everything's live, and it's just the way it's supposed to be.
There's right on, Ron.
Never any mistakes. That's just how it's supposed to be.
Good.
Yeah, so we have a couple more announcements. We usually give them in between some songs and everything.
Go for it.
Okay, Jamestown Community College invites you to our upcoming Native American Film Festival. That's April 29th. Through May 1st, the festival will feature performances appearance by Doug George Canantino and Joanne Shenandoah and John Trudell with his band, the Mad Dogs. All films and the receptions are free. Admission to the band will be a small fee. All events will be held Jamestown Community College campus in Jamestown.
And that's in New York. So.
Oh, New York.
Okay. And we have the Honoring Indigenous Through Sovereigns. And this affects the American Studies and speaking series. Anyway, it's an honoring of the women's tribal nation and the indigenous sovereigns, and honoring the UC Santa Cruz Indigenous Studies, and honoring the Amamamutsun tribal nation. And this is going to be on Friday, April 30th at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Bay Tree Conference Room at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
The 30th annual UC Berkeley Powwow is May 1st. The location is RSF Field House at 2301 Bancroft Way in Berkeley. The phone number is 510-642-2842.
And the American River College Powwow will be the second annual. And that's going to be also May the 1st, and it's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And the location is American River College Powwow Grounds in back of the campus next to Playfield and the Creek. And it's located at 4700 College Oak in Sacramento. And your contact number there is 916-484-8987. Rain or shine, enjoy a beautiful outdoors and celebrate this event.
Okay, the 26th annual California Indian Market and Peace Powwow. This is May 1st and 2nd from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And this is at the San Juan School Lot on Alameda. The phone number is 831-623-4771.
So powwows and everything's are happening. So we're having a lot of them each day. There will be quite a few events going on, so a wide selection. And if some of them are close together, you can hit two or three of them in a day, because some of them go, like we said, 11 o'clock in the evening. So when one ends, another will start, or you can go to another one if you choose to. So what else have you got going in your life here, Jeremy?
What have I got going in my life?
Sure.
Well, I've been pretty busy lately.
That's good.
Just with all the promotion and everything. We made a video for one of the songs on the album called Shine On Me, and that's on YouTube, and so people can check that out. Or if you go to my website, goodfeather.com, you'll see it's right there. So there's you know, we got to do some cool stuff like that, and just been things have been moving along. We got a really good write up in the SF Weekly and the East Bay Express, and so the album's getting some attention. It's been out for almost a year now. It's just kind of barely getting some attention outside the immediate, you know, community. So mm-hmm. So that's been good, you know. But yeah, I've just been focusing on music and, you know, struggling along with the state of things, just like everyone else.
just like yourself, we're growing here too, and now with our podcasts, we're going to try to get it all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, the word of mouth is, you know, that the Tom trail, you know.
Well, the word of mouth is, you know, that's the best way, absolutely. You know, I've recently discovered Facebook.
Yeah, so if you hear this and you check it out, you know, put it on your Facebook, Jeremy's website.
Goodfeather.com, yep.
And www.nativeway.podomatic.com.
Right.
And this program will be on in a day or so, and hopefully tomorrow afternoon. And you can share it with all your friends, you know. Hey, listen to this guy, you know. And,
yeah, cool.
And I know on his website you'll be able to order his CDs.
Cool, man. Yeah. you want to hear another one?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, that sounds so good. Thank
you. Okay. Yeah, I'll play you one. This is one I wrote for my wife, so we'll lighten it up a little bit here.
Okay.
This is a song is called Half Side.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me at all. Baby, I'm amazed at the way I feel. And if I could, I would make the whole world fall at your feet, so you would know that it's real. I don't think that there is any happier place than the one that I'm in. When I hold you so close, feel your breath on my skin. What a beautiful scene, baby, yeah. Baby, I'm amazed at the way your branches have grown, reaching out to the sun again. And if you give me just one chance, I will crawl underneath them, never come back again, yeah. I don't think that there is any happier place than the one that I'm in. When I hold you so close, feel your breath on my skin. What a beautiful scene, baby, yeah. I rise when you fall, and I come when you call. I'm helpless without you, now my half side. Now go when I can, but I come back again and again, and God, I love you, love my half side, love my half side, love my half side, love my half side. Kiss your forehead, you rub my feet, make you coffee while you're still asleep, and give you the remote control when your show's on TV, and move your car before they come to street clean. I don't think that there is any crazier love than the one that I'm in. When I hold you so close, feel your breath on my skin. What a beautiful scene, baby, yeah. I rise when you fall, and I come when you call. I'm helpless without you, without my half side. And I go when I can, but I come back again and again, and love you, love my half side. I love my half side. I love my half side. Ooh, yeah.
All right, Jeremy. Another good one.
Yeah, my wife's always, we always wake up early in the morning and she leans over and goes, babe, could you move my car?
another honeydew day.
So that's the true test of love. If you'll wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go move someone's car for street cleaning.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay, you're listening to KKUP Cupertino 91.5 FM. I'm Veronica.
And I'm David Three.
And I'm Jeremy Goodfeather.
And this is Indian Time.
And you know the first Wednesday of the month is going to be the American Indian Alliance meeting and potluck at St. Philip's Church. That's May the 5th. And the address is 5038 Highland Avenue in San Jose. And it starts at 6:30 p.m. So bring something healthy to share.
Okay, the 39th annual Stamford Powwow is May 7th, 8th, and 9th. And hosting drum is Swift Cloud. The powwow starts at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. The number is 650-723-4078.
Okay, that's on Friday night, and also Saturday and Sunday they start, I think it's 10.
11.
11. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, 11 to 6 p.m.
Uh-huh. And also on the 8th and 9th of May will be the Mariposa powwow at the Mariposa Fairgrounds, and that's 5007 Fairgrounds Road, Mariposa. That's on Highway 49. So for information, you can call 209-742-2244. And that's sponsored by the Southern Sierra Miwok Mission. The 10th is the scholarship opportunity deadline is May 10th. Okay, and that's for the National Museum of American Indians. And it's for the annual Young Native Writers Essay Contest, 5 selected essays. And the teachers that inspired their participation will win an expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. in July 2010 and the scholarship. So the contest will be open to Native American high school students enrolled in grades 9 through 12th only. Full information is at www.nativewriters.hklaw.com/index dot ASP. I was thinking of we were talking about youth and stuff. So I got a song here that I was going to play from a young group. It's kind of a different. It's a change, but you know, talking about youth and things, they have a way of saying stuff. So I ran into one of the boys at the powwow, and I told him that, you know, I haven't played one of their songs in a while, but they get the word around to each other, and I would say, you know, we got to listen to their music, even though we think we don't like it, you know, and listen to what they're saying, because they have something to say, and they say it in their own way to each other. So let me play this one song here, and see what you say.
I'll like it too. I know.
All right.
I like all that hip stuff.
The drum was originally made by a woman and given to man. He was to become the keeper of the drum and to make sure that drum would continue to beat and continue to sing and to give strength to the people. The drum is the heartbeat of the people. If that drum is not kept singing, then our people would die.
Whisper tales of where the laughter was lost from the Z's fam and the massacres they after us all. That spirit's still around. Our heart pounds the sounds of the drum that express belief the message breathes after we gone. They praise, they fight, tie. There had to be love. So the day that we forget them when we actually done, some become sad and numb from the tragedies of losing family. What's happening? It has to be stopped. The answer is love. The same they felt and held in their hearts. The same love they couldn't stop. Why why they trying to kill us all. The love they carry deep inside, we carrying through life, is the love that's resurrected with every sacrifice in the spirit of our people. Heart stake to the ground for those who prayed us into being. We pray for you now. We feel your tears rain upon us and showers from the clouds. Prayers rumble in the thunder, giving power to us now. Shaking the ground, the cities crumble, fall down. Return to humbleness now. These times define design, but criminal minds resist until we rise to the abyss of the system. Lies the truth that's been confined, disputed, the compromise polluted our people's minds. And the spirit that's clear to rise, heard the cries from generations of the present, the past, and the life. The situation in the future will not last for them. Their souls are grateful, taking more than they need, and hateful ways that they breathe shall soon cease to exist. It will be back to the ways that raise that light in every soul. Back in the days when everybody mattered, from the young to the old, we hold them close to our hearts. We pray for them in the dark, for those that chose to give their hopes to spirits, ghosts, love and all of our relations. We meditate for generations to come in the manifestation of creation, soul, purpose and love. We the people, the prayers, survive the evil of theirs. We still hear through spirit, ceremony and long hair.
There is a rhythm that the earth is going through. If we sit in our quiet moments and reflect, we can feel that rhythm. We can talk about that rhythm. It's there. And all of us can be a part of that. This drum, this heartbeat of the earth, that is that song, that heartbeat of our mother.
To set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessing. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed. But we shall return again and again.
They continue to disrespect without mention of their
intentions. Okay, I was on the phone there and I was getting ready to go into another song, and so sorry about that. But anyway, that was HGS Savage Family. The HGS and the Savage Family is an acronym. It's Higher Grounds of Struggle. And the Savage is Standing Against Violence, Adversaries in Genocide Enrollments. Anyway, Forever Always Movement. Anyway, they're a real good group, and they're getting the word out to the young ones in their way. So, you know, that really helps out. So if you get a chance to get their CD when you're at the powwow, it's HGS Savage Family. There are some songs that I can't play because, you know, the young kids have their own language, and that's just how it is. So anyway, Jeremy, you've got another song for us, you say?
Yeah, let's blame it on the FCC.
Here you go.
Yeah, let's not blame it on the kids. Let's blame it on the FCC.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about this I just read this book. This book was the most incredible book. It's called The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. And basically the book is a story of a young man in Africa in a village, and he's no education. They're farmers. They grow what they eat.
Yeah.
And the whole village is like that. And the IMF and the World Bank came in, and as they do with all third world countries, and they lent the country a bunch of money. And when they couldn't pay it back, they took their natural resources. And so what they did is they cut down all the trees, you know, and they sold the land off. When they took the trees, it messed up the topsoil. And so they had this one year, they had a major rain. And since the topsoil was gone, since the trees were gone, it washed away all the crops and washed away all the seeds that they had put down. And in the book, he tells a story of the process. He describes the process of a healthy village falling into a state of hunger and then famine. And then, you know, the deaths that happened from that. And, I just it really struck me, like, you know. Anyways, the what happened with this young boy is that he went to this he went snuck into the library and stole these books or borrowed these books there, and they're in English, and he doesn't speak English, and he teaches himself, first translates it, and then teaches himself how to build a windmill that will produce electricity, then teaches himself, you know, how to make a water pump so he can dig a well, pump water with a windmill made out of a bicycle and some flattened PVC pipes, you know. I mean, it's the most incredible story of human spirit, you know. And so, I mean, it's just the most inspiring book. If you get a chance to pick up that book, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. And this song I want to play because of that. And it's the fact that we are enslaved, not only in this country, but in all the whole world, to our system of credit. You know, the banking systems can give and restrict credit, and our economies rise and fall at their will. And so while we're all trying to run around trying to get ours, you know, before it falls, you know, and then when it starts rising, we start stepping on each other's heads to get ours again, you know. You know, so I really, you know, think that we need to wake up to the fact that when our life is supposedly so good, someone else, somewhere else is paying for that, you know.
Oh, yes.
So this song's called Slavery. Tried so hard to be a good boy, play by all the rules, keep my numbers high, pay my bills on time, never looking at the truth. Hey, hey, hey. All the while I thought that somehow, somewhere I'd get ahead. When I got ahead, I lost my heart instead. Now I'm on hawk with interest to the Fed. Hey, 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 yeah, hey, oh, slavery, slavery. And one day I'll, hey, hey, yo, hey, 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 hey. The wildfires rage as I watch it on TV. The talking heads endlessly debate the terms of my surrender as if I could not see. And I put my fancy shoes on, made for me cheaply by another slave in Taiwan. And I pump my poison with a credit card that jerks me hard, and I try to stop so I can feel the leash on.
Hey, 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 yo, slavery, slavery. One day I'll hey, 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 yo, hey, 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 hey. Take a number behind the poor, the sick, the hungry, who are wading through a hurt that never ends. Take a number behind the million child soldiers who are killing so they won't be killed instead. And if we go to hell, we're ruining this world, and I'm standing at the gate waiting to get in. Take a number behind those goddamn money changers, put us in this hellhole to begin. Hey, 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 oh, slavery, slavery. And one day I'll, hey, 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 oh, hey, 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 hey. Where does it all end? I surely don't know, but there ain't much more that I can bend. And I'm looking for salvation on a Christmas card. I tried so hard to get by what little faith that you could lend. And the battle rages on. Poor killing poor to the strum of this year's slavery song. While the top's getting heavy and the bottom's dying steady, guess there's a reason why the eye don't touch the pyramid. Hey, 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 yo, slavery, slavery. And one day I'll, hey, 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 yo, hey, hey. Hey, hey.
All right. Well, Jeremy, we sure appreciate you coming down like you did for our audience. And this isn't your first time. This is the first time at this studio.
Yeah, first time at this studio.
But you've been a few times over at our older studio, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you here. And I know everybody enjoys you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate you. You've always, ever since I started out, you know, even, you know, just little shows at the community center, you've always supported me, you know, and asked me to come on, and I really appreciate it, man. You know, it's like, it means a lot to me.
Well, this is how we grow together.
Absolutely.
Just like you say, it takes one breaks by itself, two, three, four, five, and it gets strong.
Right on, man.
So we're just looking for that. So, again, I want to thank you for coming on, and we're going to go to a story here from the Sacred Blessing CD. I'm always asked to play this now. It's one of the favorites from the Intertribal Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers, and this is the Four Foundations from Mona Palaka.
So what I'm going to tell you about right now is what we call the Four Foundations of Life. And there was a time before you came into this world where you lived in water. And we call that the first foundation of life. You lived inside water, inside of your mother's stomach. We call it the womb. That's where you lived, inside water. So you lived in this water for 3/4 of a year, 9 months. And even though you were inside your mother, you could still see and hear what was going on in this world out here. And then there was this time that came, and it was time for you to come into this world here. And before you came out, the water, it came out before you, and you followed it. And when you came into this world, the first thing that you did was you opened your mouth and you sucked in air. And this air, it's the second foundation of life. You sucked this air into you, into your lungs. And then when you blew it out, when you let that air out, you let out a cry. And ever since then, that's what you've been doing. You've been using this air that way. Breathing it in, sucking it in into your lungs, and then you blow it out. And in that way, you use it. You move it inside of you and outside of you. And when you do that, you express yourself too. You have a voice. You can express your voice. You can say, talk to others, and you can tell what your needs are. As a baby, as an infant, the way you told us what you needed, when you were hungry, you would cry. When you were uncomfortable and maybe you needed to have a change in your diaper, you cried. And so you started communicating with us by moving that air inside of you and outside of you. And so ever since then, that's what you've been doing, communicating by using this air that in a special way. And so we say, you know, this air is the second foundation of life, and it's very sacred. And that when you move it inside of you and you express your voice, it's always good to express good, kind words to your mother, your father, your grandmas, your grandpas, your brothers and sisters, and your aunties and your uncles, and all your relatives, and even people who see you that you don't know, or maybe you know a little bit. It's good to say good things to them. Be kind with your words. And then after you breathe this air, then the next thing, someone, they picked you up and they took you to put you over into this place, in this area of the room where they had a bright, warm light. And back in the old time, they would have a fire burning and they would say, heat up the room, make that fire bright for this little one. Make it warm, make it bright. That's what the old people said. So here today, you know, when you're born, they take you to this light. You have this light that shines on you and makes you feel warm and comfortable. And that's your introduction to what we call the third foundation of life, the fire. The warmth that it represents and the light that it shines on you. And so you were introduced then to that fire. And ever since then, that's what you've been doing too. Everything you do in your life, it has to do with the fire. Like the sun, every day that sun comes up, that fire, that grandpa fire is there for you. It lights you, lights the day for you. It lights, makes it warm for you, makes it comfortable for you. That's the way this grandpa fire takes care of you. And you use it to cook your food. You use it for washing you use it for making things. So mostly everything in this world that we have that's man-made, it depends on fire to make it. So that's that third foundation of life. And ever since then, you know, you're using it that way. So we say you respect this fire too. You know, sometimes you might just sit down with it, just sit there with a candle and look at the flame and see how it is and how beautiful it is. And you look at it and you be with it in a good way, peaceful. If you feel like you're confused, don't know, you know, which way to go in your life, or even if you're traveling and you feel like you've lost your sense of direction, if you just sit down and light up a fire, it will help you, give you a sense of direction again. So we use it that way too, us Indigenous people, Native American people, we use it that way for our ceremonies, use this fire in a sacred way, acknowledge it. And then somewhere along the way, as you continue to grow, the person, your grandma, your mother, the person who was taking care of you, they put you down. They laid you down on the floor, on the Mother Earth, And at first you just laid there on your back, and then pretty soon you rolled over on your stomach and you laid there on this Mother Earth. And then pretty soon you got up on your hands and knees and you started crawling around on the Mother Earth. You got up, you sit there on the Mother Earth too. And then pretty soon someone got you and they picked you up and they put you on your 2 feet, stood you up on this Mother Earth. They held you there. Then at some point, all of a sudden, you didn't need someone to hold you. All of a sudden, you were able to get your balance and you felt the power of the Earth beneath you and the security that this Mother Earth has for you, that you could stand on it. And you stand there and balance yourself and feel that balance and feel the power there of this Mother Earth. And then you, at some point, someday along the way, you took a step. You took your first step on this Mother Earth. And then you started to walk. You might have walked a little bit, sat down, but got back up and walked some more, and then started walking, and then you started running, and you started feeling the joy of walking around in balance on this Mother Earth. And ever since then, that's what you've been doing. That's the fourth foundation of life, this Mother Earth. Those things, those four things, we say they're the ones that we completely rely on for our life. If we don't have them, they're not around us, they're not here with us, then we don't have life. Those are the four sacred foundations of life that we must have in order to live in this world. So, grandchildren, I want you to remember that. Sometime, if you might not, you might feel thirsty, you might feel like maybe you just don't feel good. If you take a drink of water and you say, I want this water to make me feel good, you go ahead and drink it with that thought. And sure enough, it's going to do that for you. If you communicate with the water, you tell it how you want it to be with you, it's going to be that way for you. So, grandchildren, I just want to share that with you. And then the same thing with this air we breathe. There might be some time it feels like, you know, you're maybe have like a heaviness around you. But what you have to do is just take in a deep breath of air and then blow it out. And when you blow it out, blow out the thing, whatever it is, even though you don't know what it is, just blow it away from you. And then take in another deep breath of goodness with that thought in your mind that I'm breathing in this goodness, replacing whatever it was that was making you uncomfortable with goodness. Use that air that way. And always give thanks for it too. Then sometimes, even the fire, you know, treat it nice. Take care of it. You know, sometimes you might just sit down and look into it. Wherever there's a fire, sit down, look at it. Meditate with it. Think with it. Think about it. It's going to show you something good. What I do is every morning go out. The first thing I do, first time I walk out the door to meet the day, I look up at the sun. I don't look directly at it. It's not good to look directly at it, but I acknowledge it. I put my hands out towards it. Then I go reach down to the earth and I touch the earth, and then I touch my heart and I touch my mind, and I pretend like I'm washing my face with that sunlight. Put that light on my face and give thanks for the day. Say thank you to the Creator and thank you to all of these elements, these four foundations of life, the water, the air, the fire, and the earth. Say thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for being with me in this day. And I bless myself with those things, with the new day, with Creator. And I go on my day. And it's good. When I don't do that, that's when I kind of like have a little struggle here or there. But I'm always reminded that we have to take time to be thankful for these four foundations of life. So that's what I'd like to share with you and encourage you to do that. Because no matter how old you are, you know, you still rely on these four foundations of life. And all the rest of your life, clear until the day that Creator calls you back home. So I want to share that with you right now. God bless you.
Okay, that was Mona Palaka in Foundations of Life off the Sacred Blessing CD, and that's the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers put out by Samadhi Life. It was really great having Jeremy Goodfeather here playing some of his new songs and sharing with us what he's been doing lately. And again, Wednesday, that's tomorrow night, April 21st at the Red Devil Lounge, 1695 Polk Street in San Francisco, and he'll be along with two other groups, Red Penny One and Bright Blues. The doors open at 8, and at the door there's going to be a small fee, and it'll be even less if you go to www.reddevillounge.com and also ordering them online in advance. You'll get a free copy of Jeremy Goodfeather's Good Feather CD at the show when you get there. Three great bands and one low price. And so,
all right, we have the Three Rivers Indian Lodge presenting our first annual poker run. This is May 15th, 2010. There will be numerous events throughout the day. It's motorcycle games, door prizes, 50-50 raffle, raffles, barbecue, and entertainment. There is a fee, and you can get a hold of Charity Franco at 510-219-6865 or 209-858-2421. You can also get on their website or email them at cf3riverslodge@aol.com.
And you all know that I'm the photographer for Native Voice Television with host Siwapili, Rose Amador, Comcast Channel 15, out of the Create TV studios in San Jose. And we're on at 6 p.m., and Create TV is streaming the Internet. And so you can get us at createtvsj.org and watch us live at 6 on Sunday, or you can go on demand and watch us if you missed it. It takes a couple of days for it to get on the on-demand, but I think that you can watch programs as far back as 6 or 8 weeks. So check it out if you missed a few programs, and see what you can see. This week will be one of the best of. We had been talking about the new movie that had come out, La Mission, The Mission, with Benjamin Bratt and his brother, Peter Bratt. This is movie takes place in the Mission District of San Francisco, so look for it in your area, and that ought to be just something cool. I've been told it's real good, and I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but we'll see. And then on Monday nights is karaoke parties at Senor Pizza's, and that's at Monroe and Santa Clara, right by where our old studio was, across from the Franklin Market, and that's at 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and that's with Native Dawn and the Rockstar Karaoke. So if you guys want to go down there and practice your singing so that you can get good enough to come over here and sing for us live, well, that'd be good too. So, all right, let me put us to some music here. Let's see what I've got on board here. I've got something by Shannon Thunderbird. Columbus Rants. Let's see how that sounds.
Hey, sisters, ready to rant?
Oh.
On the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, Christopher Columbus sailed across the sea, promising to bring back spices and savorings. He set sail for India, intent on plundering. It didn't.
Lucky for them, it didn't work.
Old Chris couldn't tell the difference between sex pots and sextants, so it seems. Onward he sailed towards his objective. Sadly for us, he had the wrong directive. He zigged.
Oh no. He should have zagged.
These two worlds, one from the east and one from the west, would collide. One world, the red world, almost didn't survive.
But we did.
Hey-ho! The red people, we are alive and
kicking butt. A leaky boat's our intrepid explorer sailed and sailed across the big water, closer and closer, his men and he, relentlessly drifting to our destiny.
Months and months later, he thought that he had found her. India!
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 Mysterious and grand. India! Shores, when he saw the skin color of my ancestors, he arrived half dead on the evening tide. The people made him welcome and saved his hide, diseased and stinking.
I what were we thinking?
When he awoke, lying in a wigwam, looking at the woman, serene and calm, he thought he had reached his eastern destination, pointed and said to her, India!
India!
India! And you are an Indian.
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 Indian. Indian.
You are an Indian. No. Hey-ho. No. Hey-ho. 600 years have come and gone, and I'm still stuck with the name Indian. I'm not Indian. How can I be? Wasn't born in a foreign place across the sea. No. Hey-ho. No, hey-ho, we're indigenous to Turtle Island, so the story goes, We came in a time before time began, came out of the dream time to keep the land as it was, on the first day,
as it was,
on the first day, I am the people,
Simpson.
We are the people,
Anishinaabe.
I am the people.
Anishinaabe.
We are the people.
Nez Perce.
We are the people.
Angahone.
We are the people. Remember that. We are the people. Ho.
I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, that was John Michoni. That was Enlightened Times, Software American Indian Story CD, put out by Standing Rock Records. And before that, we heard Shannon Thunderbird, Columbus Rant. And that's off of May Your Spirits Be Strong, Taya Paya Productions. Yes, they had a powwow over the weekend in Manteca, Modesto. I get those two places. My brothers and my sister and my niece live out that way, and I get both of those towns mixed up all the time. But it was really nice weather and a lot of people there, and really enjoyed myself. And it was interesting. There was a young vendor there, young man, and he was selling Native American skateboards and clothing. And, you know, you see these young kids running around with those skateboards, but these ones had Indians on them and Indian stuff. So I was kind of, you know, it caught my eye, and I had never seen any kids on those. And I know that we need to be represented. So his company is Native Riders, and he's got a website, www.nativeridersskate.com. NativeRidersSkate.com. So check out those skateboards, and, you know, maybe he can hook you up. And he's owner and operator. He might come on the show one day. I've got his phone number here in his card, and I think we can hook up. He's from Fresno, but it was really exciting. I can't explain it. I just looked and I saw him, and it impressed me. And you know, if I wasn't 61, I might jump on one of them skateboards and try whatever that is, you know, ride the rail or... Yeah, right. My daughter's laughing at me over there, like, sure, Dad, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I don't need to do that. But I think if some of our young representatives get out there and on that kind of a skateboard and represent the natives, you know, I think that would be cool, so... Anyway, we'll try to get them on the air and talk about how you can get a hold of some and give you some more information. I do have a phone number here, 559-477-2993. And so if you miss that, you can always go to www.nativeway.podomatic.com and listen to us tomorrow and get those numbers. So, Veronica?
Okay, August 21st, I know it's a ways out, but it's Patterson Powwow, and they're looking for dancers and vendors. So they need some sign-ups, people that are interested. You will call Joe Solis at 209-892-2908, or you can get a hold of him by email at joesolis209@yahoo.com.
And also save this date, and that's September 18th and 19th is a Saturday and Sunday. And this is going to be Black Native American Association's first annual International Multicultural Powwow. So this is to honor our legacy and past, present, future red-black connection. So again, that's September 18th and 19th. At California State East Bay Hayward, and that's located at 25800 Carlos B. Boulevard in Hayward. And it's going to be on the front lawn of the music department, in front of the music department lawn area, excuse me. And the head staff and all the drums will be announced later. And on Friday the 17th will be a series of workshops in the music department building. So for more information, you can call, contact Don Littlecloud Davenport at 510-536-1715 or email him at ltcloud@sbcglobal.net. And for vendor information, because they need vendors and stuff, Henry Jordan, 510-304-7029. So September is a little ways away, but, you know, it's always good to put this word out, especially for a first annual getting started. We'd like to see it become a success, so give them a call, and let's make this a successful endeavor. So we were on our way here today, and we stopped off. Well, it starts off that I was at the Santa Clara's. They had the American Indian Education Conference there, and in Santa Clara and the powwow. And I had met a lady there, Kim Glasso. Probably butchered that. And anyway, she was the vice president of Parents Administration of a Native American studies program. And, you know, that's really, it was really interesting because I was raised in Fremont, and I needed to find out what it was about. So anyway, I'm going to see if I can get them on the air over here and get a couple of the kids to come on the air and let us know what they're doing and how they're progressing. But they have a real nice museum. They're going to be moving to another location, but they're at Irvington High School right now. And we were really impressed with how the kids are being taught to drum and to pray and to smudge and to do all of that. And like I said, we saw their museum, and it's really, really nice looking. And so I'm going to keep in contact with them, and Veronica's going to keep in contact with them because she's you're part of the youth for the...
For 1,000 hummingbirds. And so, yeah, it was really great to have an opportunity to go. I'm going to actually participate teaching the youth and learning the history and such. Really looking forward. I guess we're going to be building with Thule on Friday. So.
Yeah, and that'll be taking place at
Coyote Hills.
At Coyote Hills in Fremont. They're going to put that together. I guess it starts at 3:30 till 6:30 or something.
Yes.
Those who participate in helping put
build
together
the
that, yeah, get the float in the boat.
Yes, so it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. So let's see here. Skylar Wolf, we haven't heard him for a while, so I'm going to go ahead and play him right now.
Coming for me. So what can I do? time with you. I was holding on to my granddad's hand. He was pointing to the promised land that lay beyond the reservation road. He said, don't make a promise you won't keep. Don't betray the earth beneath your feet. And we walked on the reservation road. And just for that one moment, we were racing with the wind. And the sound of horses thundering, they echoed once again back to a place where our hearts and souls belong. A thousand dreams away from that reservation road. A thousand dreams away from that reservation road. Soared into the sky beyond the places where the eagles fly, and my tears fell on the reservation road. Now 100 moons have come and gone, and I'm holding on to a newborn son. One day we'll walk the reservation road, and just for that one moment, we'll be racing with the wind and the sound of horses thundering. They'll echo once again back to a place where our hearts and souls belong. I'm a thousand dreams away from that reservation road. A thousand dreams away from my reservation road. Pointing to the promised land that lay beyond the reservation road. It went way beyond the reservation road. Have you ever walked on the reservation road? Let me take you down the reservation road. To take some senators down the reservation road.
Okay, it's already a minute till 10, and Amit is going to be here in the studio already, and is going to be on the air with Orient Express. And Veronica and I would like to thank you very much for listening tonight, and for the callers, and for Jeremy Goodfeather being here to be with us. So we'll be back next week, same time, same station, in living color. So, good night.
Uh-huh.